and welcome to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. For some 40 years, starting around 1960, a considerable number of redundant theatre organs were transplanted into pizza restaurants across the United States, entertaining the patrons daily as they ate and drank. One of the finest was the Organ Grinder in Portland, Oregon, the home of Jonas Nordwall. Jonas Nordwall and the Wurlitzer in the Organ Grinder Portland in 1977, with Clarence Pinetop Smith's Boogie Woogie, renamed by Jonas as the Organ Grinder Boogie. Another very fine establishment was the Paramount Music Palace in Indianapolis, which housed a much enlarged Wurlitzer from the Paramount Theatre, Oakland, California. The headliners at the Music Palace from its opening in 1979 were initially Bill Vlasic and Donna Parker, and they shared the credits on its first LP album. In 1985, Donna recorded a solo LP on the Paramount organ, which included this catchy 1932 number, Me Minus You.
Thank you.
Me Minus You, Donna Parker playing the Paramount Music Palace Wurlitzer. One of the three remaining organ-equipped pizza restaurants is Organ Stop in Mesa, Arizona, which opened in 1975. Its Wurlitzer originated from the Fox Theatre, Denver, and in 1977, one of the house organists, Ron Rode, recorded the restaurant's second vinyl LP. One of my favourite tracks from that album is A Slow Vamp, composed in 1919. I wish I could shimmy like my sister Kate.
Thank you.
Charlie Bellog with the Waltz in Swing Time, a number from the 1936 Astaire Rogers film Swing Time. Charlie is currently resident at Organstop in Mesa, although that track was taped on the Wurlitzer in his own restaurant, Good Time Charlie's, in Grand Rapids, Michigan, which closed in 1991. One of the great wonders of the theatre organ is its array of special effects, and a skilled artist can also add to those with combinations of the pipe voices. That, of course, was standard fare during the silent film era, and the novelty value wasn't lost on the pizza patrons. Chattanooga Choo Choo comes immediately to mind, but the music for Stormy Weather also gave ample opportunity for an organist to show off his or her talents. David Reese playing the Wurlitzer in a rare recording from the Pipe Organ Pizza in Tustin, California. Ted Kohler and Harold Arlen's Stormy Weather from the 1933 edition of the Cotton Club Parade. The Wurlitzer in that pizza restaurant originated from the Million Dollar Theatre in Los Angeles. Back to Organstop in Mesa and to its other current resident, Lou Williams. Lou has recorded a number of LPs and CDs on this now greatly enlarged Wurlitzer, which rates size-wise in the top three in the world. From a CD released in 2000, this is George M. Cohan's Give My Regards to Broadway. Mm-hmm. from Organ Stop to Organ Grinder, and to Don Simmons, who was already a well-known artist in the Portland area by the time he joined the Grinders music team, since he was also the house organist for the Oaks Park Roller Rink. Don successfully adapted his technique from the heavily emphasized rhythmic playing needed for the roller rink to the more general style required by the restaurant, as you'll hear on this 1931 composition, When Your Lover Has Gone. Staying in the Pacific Northwest of the USA, there was another great Wurlitzer entertaining the patrons of Uncle Milt's Pipe Organ Pizza Company in Vancouver, Washington. Uncle Milt's opened in 1979 and closed just 20 years later due to the retirement of its owner, Milt Kiefer. Jerry Gregorius, a native of Portland, Oregon, while not a house organist at the venue, recorded a cassette release from which this track of Victor Herbert's Ah, Sweet Mystery of Life is taken. Thank you. Jerry Gregorius and Uncle Milt's Wurlitzer, for which the pipework originated in the Orpheum Theatre, Seattle, while the console came from a sister theatre, the Orpheum Portland. For today's last track, I'm going back to the restaurant in Grand Rapids, Michigan, which at the time was called the Roaring Twenties Pizza. Bill Thompson was a friend and organ teacher of the owner, Ron Walls, who opened the venue in 1977 with the Wurlitzer from the Stanley Theatre, Jersey City. This is an enduring hit from 1926, In a Little Spanish Town, one of 11 tracks from a delightful album, The Roaring Twenties Goes Latin. A Little Spanish Town closes today's show. There were many factors involved with the decline of the pizza organ, some due to retirement of their owners, some due to poor business management, and some because the land value became much higher than the value of the business. To my knowledge, there are, sadly, just three remaining. I'll be back next week at the same time with more great music from the King of Instruments, the Theatre Pipe Organ, but until then, it's goodbye from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes.